Blog Talk Radio.
Singer, songwriter, musician, book author, intellectual, and podcaster. Here is Dove Knight.
You know, I should be talking about music or something, but, you know, you see the video on Twitter, and, you know, I wanted to do something artistic about it. Now, as I said before, I gave no one, you know, I told people about this persistent gossip in my building. Nearby, these hoodlums come out by saying that they filming inside my home, all kinds of delusions or lies or possible criminal behavior. You know, as I told my management in my apartment building, I gave no one authorization to peep in my home. I have no, I authorize no one to peep in my home from outside or to look inside my bedroom, because it's a private area, bathroom, dining room, kitchen, living room, basement, etc. Anywhere inside my four walls is off limits. Unless I film a video, a music video, or do something that's related to art, creativity, and I'm in front of the camera, and that has not happened in a long time. Of course, I do creativity things, but I wanted to, you know, I decided to do something creative. The gossip perpetuated so much, it's like these people do not understand reality. They think that it's normal to do that. And I call them, they must be some dangerous pervert. But again, these are just allegations, okay? Meaning they haven't been proven, but the gossip in the building and outside perpetuates. Some of them said they were jealous because I had this place I live, which is diabolically dangerous, insane to say that. Criminal. I mean, they might be doing something, or they were retaliating against me for the business. As I said before, I am trying to look for another place where I can live around people who are follow law or normal, let's just say, in terms of stability and understand the reality of living in this society. But I leave it there. These are just allegations. And they said they think it's normal to peep. And I think part of the reason why they said it because they think I'm a celebrity and they think they wanted to show me inside playing on my keyboard. I did not allow that. I don't allow that unless, again, when it comes to performing, I perform in front of people at a club like the Whiskey A Go-Go or something, or a small club, or I will perform online and people will see me playing the keyboard, but that hasn't happened. I did perform on podcasts where people heard me play the keyboard, and not too long ago I performed in a club, but that's how it is for now. Yes, there's song live where I would sign up and then I would turn on the camera, the webcam, and they'd see me in front playing the keyboard. Yes, I would do that. But I have not done that yet. I'm planning to do some performances, podcasts and so on. But that gives these people no right or no consent to, you know, trespass. You know, the laws in the California state are just basic simple. It's against the law to, you know, as I said, to peep in someone's home, you know, with a device or without their consent. I gave no one consent to do that. So these allegations perpetuated for years. And I was sick of listening to these people gossip next door to me or nearby, you know, and making excuses that they are concerned about my home. They don't think I own the home. They're concerned about how it look on the inside, which doesn't make sense. I think, these individuals lack the lack the ability to understand reality of boundaries. Now, it's obvious that these individuals are dangerous. They, some of them said they've been in prison before. They've been in federal penitentiary living next door to me. Some of them are probably from another country, et cetera. They have said these things, and I'm concerned why did the LAPD investigate? Because the truth is, no matter if someone's a public person or not, you know, they should not be have their home trespassed with any illegal device. I mean, that is just basic common sense. We don't go and look in someone's home with a device or make up allegations about it. Again, as I said before, these are allegations, and they should be investigated to make sure they are not true. I say this because people have took my podcast, taken it out of context. And I'm sure these people know what the law is, you know, because if you do that, you can get arrested as well as sued. I will never authorize anyone to look, okay, unless I gave permission, and I never will do that. I never will give permission to some hoodlum to look in my home with a device. They also made these excuses that they were concerned about the business being ruined. Why would they be concerned about the business being ruined, you know, if they don't want to follow the law? You have to follow the law to make sure the business is not ruined, because if you have a pervert living among us, if we do, it will ruin this business anyway. They need to stop with the whatever alleged allegations or investigate it to make sure it's not true. The person who's gossiping should be sent to a hospital or prison, because they should not be saying crazy stuff like that. In response to these allegations, these neighbors and other people have made up allegations about my health. And I'm sure some people are like, why would I put this on there? And yeah, it may seem weird. My health is fine. You know, whatever false allegations they made about my health is, you know, my health is fine. Okay? It's important that everybody who rents an apartment or who owns a home should have the right to expectation of privacy. I hope to not talk about it, but almost every single day in my building, or the hoodlums, the homeless come around, gossip about looking inside my property. And that was so weird and crazy, because if any of those allegations are true, they could go to jail, and they ain't worrying about it and keep saying things. Well, I'm concerned about their mental health, because if they're saying it over and over again, somebody needs to get involved. Because that is not right. The business has to follow laws and rules and regulations. But these individuals said they have criminal records and, you know, it involved illegal things. Those are not people I want to deal with. And it's important that we all know common sense. And I want to state that my mental health is fine. I would come off as quirky or unusual with my creativity and talk about it perpetually, because I had, you know, I told the LAPD several times about this. So I'll leave it there, because this got to stop. I don't care what, there's no excuse to do something like that. It has to stop with the gossip. It has to have somebody get involved directly and legally. I mean, these individuals near me think it's okay. Think it's okay to tell others or me or people in my building when to work or how to work. I mean, we're adults here, or when not to work. They think it's okay to tell people what how they should be cleaned or something. That's crazy. Do they know how to live in this society? So that has to stop. I leave it there. But again, I gave no consent, but these rumors persisted for many years. And all the above, I'm telling the truth. What I say on this podcast is factual. This is, I'm not making up stories. I don't hear things. I don't, you know, all that is phony, is false. But, you know, this got to stop. Thank you from Dove Knight.